Hello.
Hey, this is Lexus giving you a call back from World Equipment Finance. What can I assist you with tonight?
Yes, I got an email saying that my application was sent to the SBA. And then that was day for yesterday. And today I've just got another one saying that additional information is required. And that my social security number doesn't match my business social security or something. But I've went over this issue like over a dozen times and everything is correct on there.
Let me see.
Just wondering if it has been submitted and that's a incorrect email.
Give me just a moment. Or do you happen to have your application ID?
Yes, let me get it for you. Okay, I'm sorry, give me a second.
You're fine.
Okay, it's 164 232-4593. There.
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm waiting on the
Okay.
screen to load. Can you verify your first and last name and last for your social?
Courtney Smith, 5108.
All right, just a moment. Okay. Okay, so it looks like your application the status that it's in it's pretty much submitted to the verifier. So whatever you did, whatever documents that you used to update your account, it's okay right now. So no further actions are required at this time since it did change to the submitted to verifier status.
Well, my thing is, why did it go back to asking me to submit anything? It was said it was submitted to the SBA a couple of days ago.
Let me see. Probably because they found an error. The SBA found an error and sent it back to us.
If that's the case, and the error is saying the same thing that it's been saying, that the Social Security numbers don't match, and all of that has been looked over, like,
Now,
over a dozen times.
is this your second or first draw?
Taking the first call?
Draw. Is this your second draw or your first?
First.
Okay, just a moment. It could be that the error was found a little bit late. Did you make sure that all of your numbers matched on your app? Did you navigate back through to try to make sure that all the errors were corrected?
Well, there were no errors. That's what I'm saying. It hasn't been. And they keep saying the same thing over and over again. And then they told me, I mean, this was over a month ago, well, just remove your EIN number. So I did that. And it's still, every time it keeps popping back this message. You guys have looked over it so many times. It says nothing wrong with the numbers. They all match. Everything is fine.
Yes, sir. It looks
But it
like
keeps coming back to the same thing.
let me see. It looks like let me see. Okay. It looks like that they did leave a message on your account stating that they did fix that SBA error. Now it could just be the automated system glitching, sending you that message as well. But it looks like an agent underwriting fixed the SBA error. And so it's submitted back to the verifier. And once they look through it, they'll update your application.
So that's my whole thing, though. It's like stuck in limbo with you guys. It's not going to the SBA. The funding is like running out. It'll be gone by the end of the month. It's over. So it's like I've been waiting on this for 3 months with you guys. How does that happen? I mean, is it a way that it can get escalated to and not keep having this computer glitch or whatever y'all call it, to keep giving the same message and not being finalized?
No, that would be the department that you would have to call back at between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Central, and then they would be able to look through it with you to see what's going on with the system.
All right.
And
Appreciate
hopefully
it.
they can get that resolved for you. Because it, like I said, hopefully it's just a glitch. Because if you're saying that everything is correct, or you corrected it several times, it shouldn't be it shouldn't be coming back to you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and thank you for giving us a call.
I absolutely will, and you too.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.